Good morning. It's Saturday, May 2nd, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. The first trial combining rapamycin with exercise returned disappointing results, but Peter Attia's breakdown of why the protocol may have failed the drug, not vice versa, is the most important longevity read of the week. Aviato Research makes the case that personalizing your DHA dose around your omega-3 index could mean the difference between a working supplement and an expensive placebo. An RCT finds 8 weeks of pickleball reversed pre-frailty in 42% of older adults, and new aging cell research links environmental antibiotic residues to accelerated gut biological aging. The FDA's push toward real-time clinical trials rounds out a data-dense addition. From the research desk. The headline, disappointing results from the first rapamycin plus exercise trial, but Attia isn't giving up on rapamycin. According to Peter Attia, MD, the first randomized trial to combine rapamycin with an exercise protocol in humans failed to show the synergistic benefits many longevity researchers anticipated, a meaningful setback given how much excitement these two interventions generate together. This is the one to read today. Antibiotic residues in food and water are accelerating gut biological aging, aging cell study finds. From Aging Cell. Chronic low-level exposure to enrofloxacin, a veterinary antibiotic routinely detected in food and water supplies, accelerates gut biological aging via mitochondrial dysfunction, increasing gut permeability, inflammation, and microbiome disruption, according to research published in Aging Cell. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The next Alzheimer's breakthrough needs more than science to succeed. From Wired. Wired profiles John Hardy, the geneticist whose work established the amyloid hypothesis, and gets a candid assessment of why drugs targeting amyloid plaques haven't delivered the outcomes early research promised. In supplement news, your DHA supplement may not be reaching your brain. Your omega-3 index tells you why. From Aviato Research. Taking the same DHA dose as someone else can produce 3 times better results, or barely work at all, depending on your starting omega-3 index. Fatty 15 is making bold anti-aging claims. A McGill scientist weighs the evidence. From McGill University OSS. Fatty 15, a supplement built around pentadecanoic acid C15-ARO, a saturated fatty acid found naturally in dairy fat, is positioning itself as a longevity breakthrough inspired by research on long-lived dolphins. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.